You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Paris.
Hey, Hunter, so I heard you just hosted an episode of How Men Think. How was it?
Not a difficult role for me to dig down deep and figure out. You know, that one was pretty much right at the top of my brain. But it was fun. It's fun talking to some of these women and answering their questions live. That was definitely the best part.
Well, I'm going to download it and listen to it right after we talk. I can't wait to hear it.
Hope it doesn't change your opinion of me after you hear how my brain thinks.
It won't.
Okay,
never
good.
Can. But I am curious, how do men think? Like, what, like, for a single man, do they like make their bed every day?
I do make my bed every day, but I also feel like I might be an exception because I have a lot of male friends who don't, and then they wait to be in a relationship to be told that they have to. But I also wouldn't judge a man by whether or not he makes his bed too hard. I would instead judge him by the things that reflect his relationships around him, you know, because a lot of women will see a man doesn't make his bed and they'll like, oh, is he prepared in the rest of his life to be an adult? And I feel like the bed making is one indication, but there's plenty of others.
Yeah, I wouldn't really care either way.
Yeah. Do you make your bed, Paris?
No.
See, that's the thing. I would care if I went into a girl's house and the house was dirty, I would be very turned off. But if she didn't make her bed and the rest of the house was clean, I wouldn't really care.
Okay. So what gift would you want a woman to get you for your birthday or Christmas or whatever? Because I feel like girls, you know, we struggle with like what to buy a guy because I think it's harder to shop for a guy. There's so many options for girls. And then for guys, it's like, what do you get them besides like electronics or cologne or I don't know, what would you like?
I don't like this being turned on men as if we're the hard ones to get gifts for. I feel like it goes both ways, but I feel like it's just solved with a little bit of communication. If someone asked me right now what I wanted for my birthday, which is coming up, I would say maybe like a gift card to go get a nice massage somewhere would be really nice, or some sort of homemade dinner would be really special for my partner. Like if they put some time and effort in and we got to cook it together, I'd enjoy that more than I would enjoy probably any actual gift.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So I want your honest opinion. Carter says that he loves it, but do you think that you know, most men would want to have monthly anniversaries.
Ferris, don't put me on the spot like this. I feel like if this is something you care about and you find a partner who also cares about it, hold on tight, because I do not feel like it is the normal male perspective. I feel like personally, anniversaries are hard enough to remember if you don't save it in your calendar. That's just how guys are.
So in your opinion, like, what is the first thing a guy notices about a girl?
Depends on which way she's facing.
That's hot.
I think there's definitely going to be, for me personally, I'm a big smile mouth guy. Like, I love someone with a really inviting, warm smile. But then also I like someone with like a devious smile. Like when you know that there's like a depth there that you're like, oh, you're not going to invite me in just yet. Like, I have to earn it. That's exciting. So I can tell a lot from a smile. And then also, are they put together for the occasion that you're at? Are they in the right outfit for what you're doing? Because I think there are times when, like, if I see a girl at a park and she's got on really cute sweats and, you know, tank top or whatever, or a sweater, I would think that's adorable. But if she's walking around, you know, tennis courts and high heels and a little crop top, she might look great, but it is odd. So I would probably notice clothes and smile first.
And like, what is your biggest turn off?
My biggest turn off is someone who isn't grateful. Like, I love saying thank you for things. If someone does something nice for me, my whole family is very big on saying thank you and being appreciative. And I've gone on dates where I've paid for the meal and I never expect them to pay. I don't allow it on a first date, really. If they really press, I will. I guess. Nah, I don't usually. I hold true to that chivalry. I'm not going to pretend to be the 2022 perfect liberal guy. I like paying, but if they don't say thank you, I don't think it's a horrible thing. I just don't think it's right for me.
What is like the worst situation that you've had with someone that's like one of those LA girls, like on a date?
Oh my God. There's been a few, Paris. There's been a few.
Like, what was the worst one? You don't have to name who unless you want to.
I won't. No, I won't name who. There was one girl who tried to take an Instagram story of us on the first date.
Yes.
And I was like, if you guys are watching the video right now and this is the frame, I was in the store. I was like, yeah, that'll be a good story. That'll be good. Trying to like sneak out of it. Cause I don't know. I just, if I'm in a relationship or if I'm dating somebody, I'm not posting it until I am positive that this person's going to be in my life for a while. Well, I'm glad to share the information I did on the podcast, How Men Think, which is available right now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you listen to podcasts. So thanks for asking me about it, Paris.
Yes, I'm going to go listen to it now. Loves it.
Loves it.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris.
We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.